My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A lot of people chiming in on my soccer team, by the way. You know, and that's the tough, like, it's like, I'm not kidding when I tell you soccer is overwhelming to try to get, it's by far, like, the biggest task of deciding to be a fan. It just is.
I really wanted to get into the Premier League probably 10 or 12 years ago, and I thought I could just, like, pick a team and do that, but then the team I picked was Manchester City, and I felt like that was too much of a front runner because they just got all this money from their ownership group or whatever. And I'm like, I don't really know how to go about it. I like watching a good game, but like you, I've had a hard time like finding true allegiance to a team.
Yeah, because there's no, I mean, let's be honest. I don't get to see them play. They're across the pond. What are the chances? Whatever team I pick, although you know Leeds does. I like what where Joey's going with this Leeds.
Leeds United.
Although someone points out, Crystal Palace was the one because they were like middle of the road. They had a cool logo, and someone said they just signed Japan's best player.
Yeah, I read that on our YouTube chat. Mm-hmm. That could have some allure for you.
The BTJ would be very happy if I told her that all of a sudden, because like the Timbers had a Japanese gal. I think she's still there, and she just like she loves it. Anytime there's anything Japanese, my gal's like, oh my god, it's the best thing in the world.
Okay, Suk, I have some news for you here. This is crucial. Do you know what the nickname is for the Leeds United Football Club?
What?
The Whites.
No.
I swear to you.
They're not.
I'm looking at their Wikipedia right now.
What?
The club nickname is the Whites.
No.
Yes, it is.
How?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
I've just Googled, why are the Leeds United called the Whites? Luke Allen scores for Leeds United. Leeds United's nickname is the Whites or the Peacocks, although the latter is mainly used by older fans. The nickname comes from Leeds United's kit, which in the 1960s was changed to pure white. They're the Whites? Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's right.
I think I have to become a Leeds United
you
fan.
You don't really have a choice, do
I
you?
I don't, right? I mean, Joey brings up the fact, like, he's like, you should read for Leeds, and it turns out he buried the lead.
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
That they're the Whites?
I just have always preferred the Whites.
I wish I could have more white things.
And you can. There you go. I think we figured it out. Solved.
They got a cool crest. They got two lions.
Owned by 49ers Enterprises.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Hmm. Dice have to. I gotta order a Watts jersey. Can I put Watts on the back of it for the name instead of a player?
You can probably get a scarf that says the Watts.
Hey, why do you like Leeds United?
Well, because they're the Watts.
Because they're the Watts. Oh my God. Sometimes the universe just opens up and it finds something that is just perfect.
I was trying to find something that would make them more appealing, and I think we landed on it.
It's like the worst possible reason. And I'm looking forward to someone asking, hey, what's up with this Leeds United? Why are you such a fan? I think you know why.
The Whites.
If only they had, if only they had a Japanese player on the team.
We can look at their roster.
I could be like, why do you look? Oh, they got a Japanese player and they're the Whites.
I don't see any Japanese players. No big time Japanese on that roster.
It's disappointing. Say Joey buried the Leeds. Oh. Oh, good times. Good times. Well, I think we have an answer. Now I got to look into a Leeds United jersey. Yeah, because the scarf is one thing, but I feel like I'm not gonna wear I have a Timbers and Thorns scarf. I only wear it to the games.
Sure,
but if I get myself a Watts jersey,
where are you gonna wear it?
Oh, different things, you know.
Rallies.
Yeah. Capital. You know.
Insurrections.
Their sponsor is what is the Boxed BOXT? What is that? What the hell is that? Some sort of
I don't know.
You know what that is? It is weird, like, when you look at all the European jerseys, because it's an ad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Leeds crest is, like, up in the tiny corner.
And that's with all of them. I mean, I always thought it was so strange when, like, Manchester United was rocking Chevrolet across their chest, which was their sponsor for a time.
Yeah, and then it changes. Well, I mean, that's the same thing, like, with the Timbers.
Yep.
You know, now it was DiBella, and now, for a long time, it was Alaska Airlines, mm-hmm. and now it's Tillamook.
That's right.
It's the I wanted Old Trapper. I wanted
that'd be good.
Yeah, because there was
synergy there.
Yeah, I wanted some Old Trapper beef jerky on the front. Actually, what I wanted was like Mary's. Someone did a mock-up of the Mary's Strip Club Timbers jersey, and it was the most amazing thing
I've ever seen. Sent that to us.
Yes. And why someone didn't, my guess is you can't even buy a blank Timbers jersey, because if you can, then you could make your own. And because if someone out there had made that Mary's Strip Club with the Mary's logo on the Timbers jersey, I would wear that to every single Timbers game.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, it was like
I think you might earn some new fans with that.
I would think so. Although, you know, you never know at that Timbers game. It's
maybe not always the Mary's clientele.
Well, you know.
Is that what you're saying?
And like, look at me. I look like I'm going to be a problem. Then I roll in wearing a Mary's Timbers jersey. I'm just asking. And there's one lady. Like, because my buddy's seats are like down right at one of the end lines, like right at the, it's not the goal line, but I don't know, like where it's just the end line, right? Right, like in the corner, like we're doing the corner kick.
Sure.
And there's a lady, and she's a very, like, I think she's in charge, and she's down there, and she's always standing right there in the corner, and she looks very important, and I think she hates us because she just looks angry all the time. And I don't think it's anything particularly that we're doing.
Just your overall vibe.
She just seems very unhappy all the time. And like it's become a running joke where I think she sees us looking at her and we're just looking at her because she looks pissed off. And then she's like, what are these jack wagons looking at? And that makes her more pissed off. But yeah, we asked someone and she's like pretty high up. And I'm, you know, I won't say what her name is, but yeah, she just looks angry all the time. And I feel like if I were to wear my Mary's Strip Club jersey, I feel like that would not help our situation.
I think that's probably accurate. Yeah. It paints you further into that corner that you didn't want to be in.
Yeah. And I don't even know if like it's a thing. She's, you know, she clearly knows because we're there all the time. So I don't know if she has any problem particularly with us or if she's just her general countenance. You know, some people just have that angry face.
Sure.
But I feel like if I wore that jersey, and they're not my seats, they're my buddy's seats, I feel like we don't want to get marked. We don't want to get labeled.
No, but definitely not.
But if I wear my Watts jersey, my Leeds Watts.
By the way, I'm seeing that Boxed was the Leeds sponsor for this most recent season, but they will be going to Red Bull next year as their primary kit sponsor.
What is Boxed?
I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know.
I don't want Red Bull on my...
Well,
really?
You might not have a choice if you're going to be a Whites supporter.
I got to wear Red Bull. Can't I get the old Boxed one? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it looks like Boxed will be the official sleeve partner, no longer the chest partner.
But we don't know what Boxed is.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
All right, well, now
I've done multiple Google searches, and I cannot figure it out.
All right, so I got to be a Red Bull bro now, huh?
I guess.
All right, well, sign me up. Red Bull it is. I'm going to have wings for the Whites.
Oh, it says it's heating and cooling. Boxed is boilers, air conditioning, solar panels, and battery storage.
Right. Well, that's what I'm about now. I'm about solar panels and catching some wicked air, bro. Wicked, wicked air with my Red Bull and my whats. Gonna go on eBay right now. See if I can find one. See if I can find one cheap. Gotta like lean into it. Just, you know, see what. You know, dip my toe in the water. Well, I got one right here. $34.95 used, but it's a large, and they're, you know, they're going to be European sizes.
Oh yeah,
that's the other problem I have with it. The soccer clothes, they're not meant for me,
dude. I am not lying about this. I was about this size when I studied abroad, and I wanted to get an FC Copenhagen jersey.
Good
the
luck.
Local club, 6XL is what I came back with to fit my double XL body.
Yeah, it's like one time I ordered not the last Women's World Cup, but the one before that where we were good. I ordered a Megan Rapinoe jersey.
Nice.
And ordered double XL.
Not even close.
Oh, my God. That thing was a medium. And by the way, it was a tight-fitting medium, too. This is the most depressing thing ever. I'm like, really? And like, I emailed the people back. I was like, yeah, can I get a bigger size? And they're like, we make a 3X. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to cut it.
You got to go up at least a couple more
X's. I'm like, if that's just one size up, that ain't working. So hopefully I can find my white jersey in an appropriate Husky teen size. All right, we come back. We got firework news. Not a good 4th of July for one man from South Carolina and some other stuff as the club rolls on a post-4th of July edition of Primetime right here on 1080 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.